I will be very quick tonight. We had the privilege of going down to Hiles Anderson College and picking up my brother, my wife's brother, but he's my brother too. And we had a great time there, being in chapel at the college and seeing what the Lord's doing down there. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. We'll read one verse in just a moment. But I wanted to say thank you as well and say something that I'm thankful for. And I'll be very brief because I need to get right into this message so we can get on our way. I know many of us are going to go home and rest and then get up tomorrow and cook and shop and do all these things. Some of you might be traveling. But I wanted to say that Pastor mentioned 10 months ago how much you folks did for him. And I want to say that in this past year, you know, it's when you're called to preach or you're called to the ministry, you want it. You want to preach. You want to be in ministry. And I left college and got married, and I got to serve at my home church. But I had to work a full-time job on the side. And that was okay, because I just wanted to serve God no matter what. And the Lord used us while we were there. But I wanted to be a youth pastor. I knew that God called me to be one. But you just don't know when. You don't know where. And that can get discouraging. That can get very discouraging. But I do remember that pastor called me, and then through a series of events, we got to come out here and candidate. And I was so nervous to meet you folks. I was scared of you before I even knew you. Some of you are still scared of me today, but... No, but we came and we candidated, and you know, I was nervous and I preached, and then, praise the Lord, the Lord allowed us to come out here. And I'll never forget pulling up January 11th, 2012, just at the beginning of this new year, and seeing all the cars parked at the parsonage and realizing, wow, that's my house. Coming out of my parents' basement into this big house. But it wasn't about the house. You know what it was about? It was about the cars parked at the house. People there cleaning, helping us move in. And then in the weeks to follow, Pastor passed out on my first Sunday, and I got to preach that Sunday night. But what I really wanted to say was just thank you to you folks. Many, you hear horror stories when you're in college of people who were youth pastors, and they say, you know, I went to this church and the people, you know, my first year there, they just tested me and they just put me through all these different problem situations, and it was a horrible first year, and then the Lord started to bless, and I was nervous. I'm like, you know, I'm going to get there and I'm going to go through, and I've had a lot of error. I've messed up a lot of times, but I was nervous, you know, this first year is going to be brutal and these people are going to give me such a hard time and I'm just going to have to force myself to love them and all these other things. But it didn't happen like that. It didn't happen like that. You folks welcomed us with open arms. You loved us. You've taken care of us, as Pastor said. But even beyond a salary in a parsonage, other things that we've needed. So many different things. The Lord has used you to provide for us. And for that, we say thank you. We are so blessed. And we give God all the glory for being able to be here and serve in this great place. And you know what? It's hard to leave where you grew up, where your family is, where you grew up in church and your pastor and all your friends and all the even the bus kids that you're close to. It's hard to leave those things. But when I can stand here tonight and say that I am 110% in God's will, happy, excited, I know it's the right thing. And I'm thankful for you folks for welcoming us and not making that first year rough and tough, but making it easy and fun and exciting and making us feel loved. And for that, folks, every single one of you in your own special way, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you very much. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18. This is the Thanksgiving Eve service. So I know what you're expecting. I'm not going to preach on the dangers of the Christian school tonight. I'm going to talk about thankfulness. 1 Thessalonians, and there's no danger in the Christian school, by the way. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18 says this. You've heard it many times. You might even know it by heart. It says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Heavenly Father, we love you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for all you've done for us. Lord, thank you for loving me. Thank you for these dear folks. Bless this message tonight. Help me to, Lord, be done in the time that pastor gave me, Lord, and just quickly get through this, but not too fast, but not to say anything I shouldn't say, and not to leave anything out, Lord. But please, God, give me your power right now. Give me your strength and use me tonight and bless these dear folks. And help us to be thankful, not just this week, but all year round. In your precious name, amen. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. You know, two of the most encouraging words any of us can hear are the words, thank you. Thank you. I don't live my life expecting a thank you. I don't want to do that because, you know, I'm not always going to get it. I don't preach for a thank you for that great message. I don't sing for a thank you. I don't want to live like that. I do it because I want to serve God. But I will say this, when we do hear it, although we don't expect it, it's encouraging to hear. Those two words, when someone sincerely thanks you, oh, how encouraging those words can be. When you have the privilege to do something for somebody else and they thank you, oh, how great it makes you feel. Wow, I got to be a blessing to this person. Wow, this is two of the most encouraging words you can hear. It's one of the first things that we teach our children. When they're growing up as a little boy, a little girl, when something is given to them, we say, hey, don't forget to say thank you. Don't forget to tell that person, thank you, please, and thank you. It's so important. We teach our kids at a young age, don't forget to say thank you. Someone does something for you, you thank them. Thankfulness. And like I said, I want to live a life. I want to live a thank-worthy life. Now, I don't expect it. I'm not going to do it to expect it. But if we can live our lives being a blessing to people and doing what God wants us to do so that people have a reason to thank us, that's how we should live our lives. Not expecting it, but living a thank-worthy life. Thankfulness. But just imagine this. Imagine that you see me and you say, you know what, I want to do something special for Pastor Donald. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go and I'm going to buy him a car. That'd be great. And I'm not much of a car guy. I really am not. I don't know much about fixing cars. I know a little bit from what my dad taught me, from what other people have taught me. I don't know a lot about, you know, oh, have you ever heard of this car? And all the different engines? I don't know any of that. I just say, hey, that looks nice. I think I'd like that. That's all I know about cars. But I do know there's one car that it would be great if I had. I would love it. I love my Jeep. I'm thankful. Thank you, Lord, for my Jeep. But there's a Jeep. I remember seeing a commercial for, I believe it was a 2012 Jeep Cherokee. I have a Jeep Cherokee right now. And it's like in 2000. But 12 years later, man, it looks so much nicer. And I saw that commercial and I said, I remember they just did a great job of making this stupid commercial to where I'm like, wow, I would love that vehicle. Just imagine you say, you know what? I'm going to go buy Pastor Donald a 2012 Jeep Cherokee. The color he wants. So you go and you go to the dealership. Maybe you go over to Brother Mark Meyer's Jeep dealership and you pick up that Jeep. You drive it over to my house. You pull in the driveway and I come out and say, wow, hey, that's a nice car you got there. That's the kind of one I want. You say, well, Pastor Donald, here it is for you. I wanted to give this to you as a gift, you know. Just it's for you. Don't have to pay me for it. I want to give this vehicle to you. I know you love it. Just you go ahead and take it. And I say, wow, thank you so much. This is exactly what I wanted. Oh, look, it's so nice. And you're like, yeah, you know, I love you. Thank you. And I'm like, this is great. Oh, I love it. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you for this new car. You know, my Jeep has been, you know, giving me problems. And now I got this new vehicle. And I love it. Thank you so much. And you leave there saying, wow, I got to just be a blessing, a passion. Oh, that's great. Yeah, he thanked me so much. So then the next day, you're driving through town and you see my old blue Jeep. And you say, wow, I wonder, did he sell it already? Did, you know, who, what, what's, and you see me driving my old blue Jeep, my old clunker. And you say, why, I wonder why is he driving that car? I just got him the new one. I just got him that new Jeep. He should be driving that one, right? Well, maybe he's just letting the other one stay new for a little bit and he's going to drive. Well, then the next week you're driving and you see me again in town and you see me driving my old Jeep. You say, what is he doing? Why isn't he driving the new car? And you're thinking, well, come on, I spent good money on that. I'm still making payments on it. Why isn't he driving it? And so then you're like, well, I'm not going to bother. So then the next Sunday morning comes around, you pull into for church and you look across at the parsonage and you see me pulling over in my old blue Jeep. And I say, hey, brother, good to see you. Thanks for the hey. And I pull in and I say, hey, good to be in church this morning. I go inside and you're going to think, what is he doing? If I was in your place, I'd be ticked off. I say, why is he not driving that new vehicle? He was so thankful for it. He thanked me so many times for it. Why isn't he driving it? Why isn't he driving that? I just got it for him. He's using his old one. Why isn't he driving it? It would bug me. Think of this. We thank God for many things. I thank God for many things. I try to, on a daily basis, thank God for many things, just as you do. Just as you do. The Bible says, in everything give thanks. So we thank God for many things. But actions speak louder than words. You've heard that 1,000 times. Actions speak louder than words. Tonight, quickly, I want to go through some things that I thank God for that I don't always show Him I'm thankful. The message tonight is simply titled, True Thankfulness. True Thankfulness. That's all it is. One thing that probably all of us say when we pray, whether it's over a meal or before you start your day after you read your Bible, I always say this, Dear Heavenly Father, thank You for this day. Lord, thank You for this beautiful day. Even growing up as a young boy, when I pray, I'd almost say it as one giant word. Dear Heavenly Father, thank You for this day. It was like one long word. But I'd always say, thank You for this day. That's number one. We all say it. Lord, thank You for this day. It's easy to say thank you. But here's the question. When you thank God for that day, when I thank God for the day He's given me, am I using it for Him? Am I using it for Him? Psalms chapter 74, you don't have to turn there. Psalm 74 verse 16 says this, The day is thine, the night also is thine. Now is prepared the light and the sun. The day is God. We thank God for the day He's given us. Are we using it for Him? The Bible says a couple chapters over in Psalm 118, This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. In the New Testament it says, I die daily. We thank God for the day He's given us, but are we using it for Him? When we thank God for that day, are we giving time of that day to Him? Oh, we're so thankful for it, though. We say that we're so thankful for it, but are we using that day for Him? Are we spending time with God that day? Are we giving a portion of that day or living our lives that day to honor and glorify God? That's true thankfulness. Showing God, not just telling Him, but showing Him that we're thankful for that day. Obeying His commands that day. Walking with Him, reading our Bibles, praying, doing something for somebody else on that day that we're so thankful for. I hope next time that I say those words, Lord, thank You for this day, I remember that I need to not just tell God, but I need to show God that day how thankful I am for that day. And use that day for Him. Amen. For Him. Lord, thank You for this day. Lord, thank You for this day. And Lord, I want to also thank You for my church. Number two, thank You for my church. Oh, many of you tonight said, I just praise the Lord for this church. I praise the Lord for you, Pastor. I praise the Lord for just all the different things here. And you praise God for your church. Again, are we showing Him that we're thankful for our church? So yeah, I tithe. I'm showing God. It goes beyond that. It goes beyond that. In our faithfulness. The Bible says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. And praise the Lord, all you who are here tonight, you're not forsaking. But faithfulness to church shows God how thankful you are. Not only faithfulness, but even in serving and supporting and praying for this church. That shows God. Saying, you know what, there's a ministry that needs help. I'm going to show God how thankful I am for my church, and I'm going to be a part of it. Not only that, but saying, you know what, there's a need in the church, so I'm going to give to it. I want to show God, not just tell Him I'm thankful, but show Him that I'm thankful by supporting our church, by praying for our church. Hey, even this, by loving the people of God's church. By loving your brothers and sisters in Christ. The church is not the building, it's the people. Lord, I thank You for my church. Loving one another. Being a blessing to your fellow Christians. That's showing God. Not complaining about someone or griping about somebody. That's not showing God you're thankful. Lord, thank You for my church. Show Him you're thankful. Lord, help me to show You that I'm thankful for this place. In my actions. In what I do. Lord, thank You for this day. And Lord, thank You for my church. Lord, thank You for my family. Thank You for my family. Oh, I thank God for my beautiful wife and my son Donald and then Seth coming. I'm so thankful for my family. And I thank, Lord, thank You for my wife and leading us together. Thank You for my son and him being so healthy. And thank You for Seth. He's healthy right now and Marissa's belly. And God, just, Lord, thank You so much for my family. again, it goes beyond just my voice. I want to show God. I want to show God that I'm thankful for my family. Oh, I fail so often as a father. Oh, I do. I do. I fail as a husband. But I want to get back up and try again. I want to get back up and be the husband and father that God wants me to be. Thanking God for my family and showing Him that I'm thankful. The Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Oh, Lord, I want to not only thank you for my family, but I want to do my best to show you how thankful I am for my son by raising him to love you, to serve you, to obey your word, to love church, to love ministry. Lord, help me to train my son up the way he needs to be trained up in your way, Lord. That'll show God how thankful I am for my family. And that'll show God how thankful you are for your family. Oh, I want to be the right kind of husband and honoring my wife and being a blessing and an encouragement to my wife. And if I can say, Lord, thank you for Marissa, but if I don't show God, it doesn't mean anything. Being the husband that I'm supposed to be, and even in all of us, no matter how old or young you are. If you're a teenager here, you say, Lord, thank you for my mom and dad. The Bible says, honor your father and mother. So many times throughout the Scriptures. So you can thank God all you want. But if you're not showing God, it doesn't mean a thing. Show God that you're thankful. Oh, Lord, I want to raise my family for you. I want to raise my family for Christ. That will show God how thankful I really am. I want to show God that I'm thankful for my family. Thank you for this day, Lord, and thank you for my church. Lord, thank you for my family. And lastly, Lord, thank you for saving me. Lord, thank you for my salvation. Oh, many people said that tonight. Oh, I'm so thankful I'm saved. Thank the Lord that He died on the cross and bled for me and He saved my soul. I'm going to heaven. I'm thankful for that. But again, it goes beyond just how when we say it. But showing God. Go over to John chapter 4 and we'll be through tonight. John chapter 4. Showing God that we're thankful. Not just telling Him, it's very easy to say, Lord, thank you. But to show God our thankfulness. John chapter 4. We know this chapter talks about the woman at the well. It says, Jesus said, I must needs go through Samaria. And we know the story of the woman at the well. And he asked her for a drink of water. And then he tells her about the living water and about how he's that living water. And it goes on and on. We'll start in John chapter 4 and verse 24. It says this. He's explaining to this woman. He says, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, He will tell us all things. Verse 26 of John 4. Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. And upon this came his disciples and marveled that he talked with the woman. Yet no man said, What seekest thou, or why talkest thou with her? The woman then left. Listen, verse 28. The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and saith to the men, Come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? This woman was saved. And you know what she did? She didn't just say, Lord, thank you for saving me. She showed God. She was thankful. You know how she did that? By verse 28. Going into that city and saying, Hey, come see a man who told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? She told others. That's how you can show, truly thank God for your salvation, by telling other people about it. By being a good witness. Go over to verse 39 of John 4. Look what happened. And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman which testified, He told me all that ever I did. Because of that woman's true thankfulness, people believed. People believed. It's so easy to say, Lord, thank you for saving me. But you know how we can show God? By telling other people about it. By passing out that gospel tract. By being here Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. for soul winning visitation. That will show God that you're truly thankful. Oh Lord, help us, please, to truly thank you when we thank for these things. Especially when it comes to our salvation. Oh, if you're truly thankful that God saved you.
And tell somebody else about it. Tell somebody else about it. If you're thankful, you'll show God. You won't just tell Him. Heads are bowed, eyes